Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital, Utah's premier sports medicine and orthopedic center, providing comprehensive care for your entire family. Give Tosh a call today, 801-314-4100. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at Andy B. Larson. Read him at KSL.com, covering the Utah Jazz. It is Andy Larson. Andy, looking at the Jazz at the trade deadline, a couple of rumors being tossed around, most notably the Jazz showing interest in Deron Williams again. Do you buy into the idea of a reconnection with D. Will in Salt Lake City?
I mean, maybe down the road, but I just don't see it right now with the Jazz's current point guard situation and really kind of their current contract situation. Maybe just because, you know, you look at their previous, Deron's previous meetings and teammateships, I guess, with Gordon Hayward and Joe Johnson, and they haven't been positive. Those guys haven't been friends in the past, right? So I don't know why you would ruin or potentially hurt the team's chemistry now for kind of a mediocre backup point guard pickup. Now, you know, if Gordon Hayward signs with you long-term down the road, and then you're kind of have assurances there, and you need help at the point guard spot, sure, maybe later. But for right now, it just doesn't make any sense. It screams a lot like a deal that Dallas just wanted to drum up some interest in their own player.
I know you wrote about the Jazz and potential interest in Derek Favors. What was the potential market, or what is the market for Derek Favors right now?
Yeah, you know, they have been testing the market for Favors and, you know, for the last couple of weeks. I think they've kind of come back from that and seen that the market isn't what they think they would want to get out of Favors right now. So I think a trade is pretty unlikely. You know, something could definitely change in the next 24 hours. A team could raise its offer, whatever, decide Favors as a guy, or, you know, something could come in. But for right now, I just don't think that they're going to be able to get what they want for Derek Favors. I do think he's moved in the offseason, but I don't think it'll happen right now.
We've seen a couple of moves in the NBA so far, most notably Lou Williams getting traded to the Rockets. I know the Wizards and the Nets made a small trade today. Do you expect a busy next, 18 hours remaining here, a little bit more than that, or do you think we're going to have kind of a quiet end to the trade deadline?
No, I think we'll have a few trades. You know, I'd say, you know, 5-7-ish. You know, I think there's still enough teams that have something to do where they want to figure out something to do with their salary cap space. I think there are a lot of buyers right now in the market, maybe fewer sellers, but I think there are a lot of teams that think they can make something happen this playoffs and want to at least get to the Western or Eastern Conference Finals. So I think ultimately I think the Celtics do something. I still think the Jazz do something, even if it's a small deal like a Shelvin Mack deal. I could absolutely see the Clippers doing something to round out what they've got going on. You know, Washington's already helped their bench out, so maybe nothing there. I could see Atlanta making a move. I mean, I just think there are enough moving pieces here that we do end up getting a fairly busy trade deadline, busier than last year, maybe not what it was two or three seasons ago when we almost made Adrian Wojnarowski cry.
You can find him on Twitter at Andy B. Larson. Read him at KSL.com. Great stuff, Andy. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Andy Larson. Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at sbartlescout. You can read him at scout.com. It is Steve Bartle. Steve, looking at the University of Utah, 2017 was maybe an all-time great class, certainly as far as average star ranking, one of the best we've ever seen at Utah. When you look at Jack Tuttle for the 2018 class, what does he mean for the Utes? How big of a recruit is he, and how important is he to hold on to?
He's probably the biggest recruit in Utah football history, and they just signed Jalen Johnson. You know, we were saying that about him. And when you get a quarterback like Jack Tuttle, he's a four-star player, according to Scout. And he's a talented guy. He's well-known in Southern California. He's recruiting just about every well-known player, every highly touted player in California. He's going to be taking an unofficial visit this weekend. And he's actually bringing his buddy Kyle Phillips, another four-star receiver, with him. This is Kyle's first time up here visiting Salt Lake City, so it's going to be a good opportunity for the youth staff to make an impression with Kyle. He's a tremendous player. He's got great feet. He's about 5'11", 185 pounds, super quick, and just a really good route runner. And Jack and Kyle are our best friends. And so with Jack, he's a super talented quarterback. He does just about everything you're looking for in a good quarterback. And, you know, he's a leader, and he's showing that so far in this early 2018 class. And he's going to be putting on the full court press in the recruiting effort.
Hunter Lotulelei, the cousin of Lowell and star Lotulelei, also committed with Jack Tuttle for that 2018 class. How many other schools have guys committed already? I mean, is Utah on par with the rest of the schools in the Pac-12 as far as commits already for the 2018 class?
It's super early. You know, you'll start to see teams pick up some commitments in the spring and in the summer. You know, they've only got the two commitments right now, but I don't expect them to push for commitments too quickly. You know, Coach Whittingham has said that, you know, they took a more methodical method this past year, and that's something that they're going to stick with, and I anticipate that to remain the same this year. So I don't expect Utah to push for early commitments like they used to. But, you know, in terms of the rest of the conference, you know, they're right there with everybody else in this 2018 class. I think USC has about six commitments, and then Washington has three, and then the rest are right there with two or three or so. Some of them don't even have any commitments. So you're ahead of the pack there, and I think they're off to a great start. You know, you had a name like Lotulelei and then a four-star QB this early, and you're off to a good start. And, you know, it should be a great opportunity for the staff to even build upon, you know, the great class that they added last year.
You can find him on Twitter at SBartleScout. Read him at scout.com. Great stuff, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Steve Bartle, giving us a good breakdown on Utah's 2018 recruiting class, obviously. A little under 11 months or a little under 12 months away still, but a nice start for the Utes. The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Tosh Orthopedic Specialty Hospital. For more information about sports and orthopedic injuries, follow the experts at Tosh on Facebook or Twitter at Tosh Utah.